WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A little more than a decade ago, Juliana Hatfield was a singer and bassist in the well-respected Boston cult band Blake Babies. When the band broke up, Hatfield went solo, with only moderate commercial or critical success. Now Hatfield has made the unusual move of releasing two CDs separately and simultaneously. One's called Beautiful Creature, the other is called Total System Failure. Rock critic Ken Tucker reviews both discs.
Stuck on a plane, on a runway, cheap red eye, it's a one way, getting back to
two albums, 13 songs each, released simultaneously. Beautiful Creature is intended to be, well, beautiful, tuneful, thoughtful, often acoustic. Total System Failure is, by enormous contrast, a furious freakout, full of feedback. Yet there are ways in which these discs' themes overlap. They're about the choices we make, or the choices we reject, in who has leverage or power in a relationship. On Beautiful Creature's song, Choose Drugs, a guy chooses drugs over Juliana, and on other songs here, she's bullied, confused, and generally down on herself. On Total System Failure, it's a different story. She calls the no-good junkie her slave and commands him to go get her some junk food, some aspirin, cough medicine, and condoms. She equates herself with the drugs he's consuming, all kick, with murderous withdrawal symptoms. Total's tunes about road rage, S&M, one with the refrain, let's get married and rot away, and another one about how much she hates people who have children, are so straight from the heart, this is, after all, confessional songwriting at its most bald, you just know Hatfield must be an awful person to be around sometimes. Hatfield recorded Beautiful Creatures in Los Angeles, where the sunny skies and mellow vibe temporarily smoothed out her music. But then she got bored, or the city began to get to her, or she just decided that Beautiful Creature was the last thing her career needed at this moment. So she gathered a different bunch of backup musicians, dubbed the new band Julia's Pony, and flogged that horse until it produced Total System Failure. Combine the two discs, and you get a contradictory portrait of Juliana Hatfield. Victim, victimizer, sensitive soul, selfish creep, contemptuous and worthy of contempt. Man, am I glad I only have to experience her through the distance of a CD player.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.